the others would look upon him as a kind of a country doctor, and he'd get sick, they'd go get him to come over there, and he'd give him a dose of Calomel, and I guess they'd get all right.
Then somebody who can't hear, say he's
dead.
When you had a blister, say the liquid under the skin, what did you call that?
Just a blister. If you get it from, if it's a clear blister, you just run a pin or a needle down in the skin before you get to the blister and go in underneath and come out in that thing, and you can mash that water out of that thing and it'll just heal up and be well when the skin comes off of the thing.
Yeah.
If you dig into it and just let the water right straight out, well, you got it quick up there. So we'd always just go in the skin, to the dead skin, and go in under and into that, and then pull the needle out and then mash this, and that clear water will come out through there and don't get near sore.
Now, you began to explain that if you got out in the sun, you might look at your shirt and you say, "Oh goodness, look how much I..."
Sweat. Some people call it perspire, but
yeah.
I'll tell you right now, we sweat today in that hay patch.
Yeah.
Them old boys that was hauling it, I'll tell you, they just wet as they jumped in the creek.
I was gonna say, you look like you was, what was it, you watched it whoop the other night? You look like you were
grounded.
Wore out. Now, if you get just a little cut on your finger, you put...
Well, I tell you, you usually just let it alone. Good Lord heals it up. Well, some people put iodine on there, or cure cone or something like that.
Did folks get malaria much around here?
They used to.
And you give for it, you give...
Why not? And later on, Adabrine tablets come out. And they claim they no cure for it, but there is.
Yeah.
I had malaria when I was little, and I'd have chills and fever every summer.
Uh-huh.
And I finally got up older, and I got something on me that would just make knots on me.
Yeah.
And then if I'd stick my hand or foot in cool water, I'd swell up just as deep as my hand went in there. And I went to old Dr. Roberts out here at Gritter, and he gave me something in the vein, and by the time he got that needle in there, I felt it in my nose. And about the time I felt it there good, I could feel it in the bottom of my feet. And he gave me that, and then I went back the next day, and he gave me calcium gluconate. And it rocked on there for a week or two, and I had to go back, and he gave me a shot in the vein again, and waited 2 days to give me the shot of calcium gluconate. And it cured the malaria that I had, because I took quinine till really it was about to affect my hair. And then the Adabrine tablets come out, and I take them things every year, and until he gave me those shots in the vein.
Does that would come back on you,
the
malaria?
They quinine or Adabrine tablets, it just holds it down.
Yeah.
But what he gave me cured it on me.
That's good.
But the book or your doctor say there's no cure for it, but I've never failed it since, and that's been